Okay. Devana is going to tell us the story.
Okay. So this is how Anna Cook felt that the Lambies brought her to Baba. She lived on a farm in the Midwest, and her family had herds and herds of sheep. And she said it was a real farm family. All the children would get up early in the morning. They would have to tend to the animals before their, you know, regular home indoor chores. Then they would go to school. Then they would come home. And then again, the animals would have to be brought in and fed and taken care of. And it was a big family. And I believe she said that she was the oldest here on the family. So she really took part in it. And she really loved animals anyway. But they eked out a living. As a farmer, some years it was better than other years. And those sheep, really, in a way, were the mainstay of getting the children through school, of getting the food on the table, getting the children through school. And she said it was the habit of her father that after the sheep would have their babies, all the little babies would be taken care of. But if there was one baby that was sickly and all, then that baby would have to be given up. Because then the mother would fuss over that baby and the other babies wouldn't be cared for, and it was of no avail. But one year, one of the sheep had their litter, and there was this tiny little baby. And the father said, "This is hopeless and helpless. This baby lamb just won't survive." And she was really drawn to it. So he said, "Well, if you can take care of it, then it can be your lamb. You can take care of it." So she would take a baby bottle and an eye dropper and try and get it to take the milk, and it grew strong and pink and plump, and it really became her pet. At the end of that year, you know, animals grow fast, and at the end of the year, the lamb was really a plump lamb. And that was a very bad year on the farm. And the family had to have winter clothes for the children because it would snow and be cold. And she had never realized it until that year. But the sheep that were raised by the family, the father would take, and of course they would be slaughtered, and that was the money that would be taking care of the family. But now she had her own baby lamb. So that lamb, which had grown plump, her father wanted to take with the rest of the sheep to be slaughtered. And it really hurt her so much inside. She said she would cry and cry because she wanted to stop her father from taking her lambie. But, yeah, her lambie. But she said, "We had been raised to be totally obedient to our parents." And she couldn't go against her father. And he was a very strong father figure. And she said, "As much as I didn't want him to take it and cry, when he said, 'No, you have to do this,'" and this was their winter coat money. And when she got the winter coats, she knew it was because of her lambie. And this upset her so much that she said she went through her whole childhood feeling that somehow she had allowed her lambie to die and that she should have done something, that she was responsible for it. And so every time she'd see sheep and see animals, she would feel this. And then she found out about Baba. And she felt tremendous, you know, regret and remorse because she should have. Baba loved animals. Baba wouldn't have liked this. How can I, you know, be with Baba and feel this way? And she just could not reconcile. And then one day she saw a picture, and it was with Baba holding that lamb. And she felt in that instant that Baba was saying, "You know, this is my lamb. This is what helped raise you, what brought you here. It was okay." And then she came here, and that filled her whole heart in front of Baba's seat. And again said, "Was I wrong? Was this wrong?" That was it. And Eric said, "You know, Baba would have wanted you to respect your parents. If that was the way they fed you, that was the way they clothed you, and raised you up in love for Baba." So she connected that, Baba with the lamb and her lambie.